Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsha Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. BJP leader Mohan Charan Majhi to be the new Chief Minister of Odisha. Oath-taking ceremony to be held in Bhubaneswar tomorrow. TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu also to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh in Krishna District. Several Union Ministers and Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led Cabinet take charge of their offices. UGC allows higher educational institutions to admit students twice a year from the next academic year. IMD issues orange alert for severe heatwave conditions over parts of East and Northwest India, including Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi, during the next 3 to 4 days. And in men's football, India to lock horns with Qatar in a crucial qualifier match for FIFA World Cup 2026 in Doha tonight. BJP leader Mohan Charan Majhi will be the new Chief Minister of Odisha. The BJP Legislature Party unanimously elected the 52-year-old Majhi as its leader in the presence of central observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav, this evening. Mohan Charan Majhi is a four-time MLA from Kyonchar. Talking to media after being elected as the Chief Minister, Mr. Majhi said his government will do its best to meet the expectations of the people of the state who voted BJP to power for the first time. The party also decided to have two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanakvardhan Singh Dil and Parvati Parida. This is the first time the BJP will have its government in Odisha after defeating the incumbent Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal in the just-concluded assembly polls. Our correspondent has the details.
Mohan Charan Majhi's political career spans over 2 decades. His ability to connect with the masses, particularly in the tribal regions, has earned him popularity. He has a deep understanding of the state's governance system and has been instrumental in shaping the BJP's policies for the region. Majhi will have a big shoes to fill as he becomes the Chief Minister after Biju Janata Dal Chief Naveen Patnaik, who occupied the position for a record 24 years. Chief Minister-elect Mohan Charan Majhi met Governor Raghubar Das at the Raj Bhavan along with the letter of support of 81 MLAs, including 3 independents, this evening and take claim to form the next government in the state. The swearing-in ceremony will be held tomorrow evening at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Ministers Jewel Oram, Ashwini Vaishnav, Dharmendra Pradhan and Chief Ministers of several BJP ruled states will be attending the swearing-in ceremony. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Telugu Desam Party TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh tomorrow in Krishna District. Several dignitaries, including Union Home Minister Amit Shah, will take part in the ceremony. More from our correspondent.
Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister-elect Nara Chandrababu Naidu will take oath tomorrow at 11:27 a.m. at the Kesarapalli IT Park near Vijayawada International Airport. Along with Mr. Naidu, leaders from the TDP, Janasena and BJP will be sworn in the Council of Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several other dignitaries are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Vijayawada shortly and hold a meeting with the Chief Minister-elect at Amravati. Mr. Naidu met Governor S. Abdul Nazir and staked claim to form the government. Congratulating Mr. Naidu on his election as the leader of NDA Legislature Party, the Governor invited him to form the government. Sri Sai for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed party leader and MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and party National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the election of the leader of BJP Legislature Party in Arunachal Pradesh. The two central observers are likely to arrive in Itanagar tomorrow. They will hold discussion with BJP legislators and come to a consensus before announcing the name of the new chief minister. The swearing-in ceremony of the new Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers is likely to be held on Thursday. BJP has retained power in Arunachal Pradesh by securing 46 seats in the 60-member House in the just-concluded Assembly polls. Several union ministers and the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led cabinet assumed their respective offices today. Portfolios were allocated to the new Union Council of Ministers yesterday. Prominent names among those who assumed charge today include Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. Mr. Amit Shah, in a social media post after assuming charge as Union Home Minister in New Delhi, said the Narendra Modi government in its third term will make all efforts to build Bharat as a bulwark against terrorism, insurgency and nationalism. Talking to media after taking charge of the Rural Development Ministry, Shivraj Singh Chauhan said rural development is a priority for the Union government and many schemes have already been implemented to fulfill it.
ग्रामीण विकास हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी की प्राथमिकता है और उसके लिए एक नहीं अनेकों योजनाओं का संचालन पूर्व से ही किया जा रहा है। प्रधानमंत्री ग्राम सड़क जैसी योजना ने ग्रामीण भारत की तस्वीर बदल दी है। अभी कैबिनेट ने कल एक सैद्धांतिक फैसला किया कि गरीबों के 3 करोड़ घर और बनाए जाएंगे।
On assuming office of Minority Affairs Ministry, Kiran Rijiju said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas is vital to the functioning of the ministry.
We are concerned about the welfare of every Indian. When Prime Minister says Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas Sabka Prayas means everybody has to be together. When Prime Minister initiates a scheme, it doesn't discriminate on the lines of caste and creed or religion. Because Prime Minister Modi's inclusive approach and policies take care of everyone.
Talking to media, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said Bharat First and Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam will be the two guiding axioms for the Indian foreign policy. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, in the last 10 years, Mr. Modi has brought a huge change in the lives of people.
10 साल में प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने भारत की आर्थिक ताकत को 11वें स्थान से 5वें स्थान पे लाए, जन जन के जीवन में एक बहुत बड़ा चेंज लाए। इसी भावना के साथ जो आशीर्वाद दिया है जनता ने मोदी जी को, उस आशीर्वाद को फलीभूत करने के लिए जनता की सेवा की भावना के साथ काम करें।
Dr. L. Murugan assumed charge as Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting. Other ministers who assumed charge today include Piyush Goyal, Hardeep Singh Puri, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Manohar Lal, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Jayant Chaudhary, Sanjay Seth, Annapurna Devi, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Arjun Ram Meghwal, Suresh Gopi and Chirag Paswan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that through the election campaign, people across India added Modi Ka Parivar to their social media as a mark of affection towards him, and he derived a lot of strength from it. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked the people and requested them to remove Modi Ka Parivar from their social media accounts. He said the display name may change, but our bond as one Parivar striving for India's progress remains strong and unbroken. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has decided to allow higher educational institutions to admit students twice a year, starting from the next academic year. Admissions will now be open in January and February and July and August. Currently, UGC regulations allow admissions in one academic session in a year. Talking to Akashvani News, UGC Chairman Professor Mamidala Jagdish Kumar said this decision will benefit students who missed admission due to various reasons and had to wait for another year.
See, in Indian universities and colleges, if any student misses admission in July, August, they had to wait for one complete year. So to provide better opportunities to students, UGC has decided to permit the universities and colleges to do admissions twice in a year. July or August, first cycle, or January or February, second cycle. Because of this, students do not have to wait for longer duration for getting admission, and also, this is a global practice.
Several parts of the national capital witnessed massive power cut after a power grid located in Mandola of Uttar Pradesh caught fire today. The Power Grid Corporation of India Limited, PGCIL, supplies 1,500 megawatt of electricity to the city. Talking to media, Delhi Power Minister Atishi said, Electricity restoration process has begun and it is now gradually being supplied to different areas of the national capital.
उत्तर प्रदेश के मंडोला में पावर ग्रिड कॉरपोरेशन ऑफ इंडिया लिमिटेड के एक सब स्टेशन में आग लगी है. वहां से दिल्ली को 1500 मेगावाट की पावर मिलती है और वहां पर आग लगने के कारण दिल्ली के कई हिस्सों में पावर कट हुआ है. इस बिजली को जो हमारे और पावर सोर्सेज हैं हम उससे लिंक कर रहे हैं.
Nizatishi said she will seek time from the Union Minister of Power, Manohar Lal, and the Chairman of PGCIL to ensure that such a situation is not repeated. Amid the ongoing water scarcity in the national capital, Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena spoke to Haryana Chief Minister Naib Saini over the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Saxena said the Chief Minister reiterated that water is being provided to Delhi as per allocated share and assured all possible help. Malawi's vice president and nine others have been killed in a plane crash. Malawian President Lazarus Chakwera made the announcement in a live address on state television today. The wreckage of the military plane carrying the 51-year-old vice president and nine others was located in a mountainous area in the north of the country after a search that lasted more than a day. The plane disappeared yesterday while making the 45-minute flight from the southern African nation's capital, Lilongwe, to the city of Mzuzu. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for severe heat wave conditions over parts of East and Northwest India, including Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi, for the next 3 to 4 days. Talking to Akashwani, IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jinnamani said, the temperature is expected to be in the range of 43 to 45 degrees Celsius over Uttar Pradesh and Delhi.
Heat wave to severe heat wave again developed and continuing to prevail mainly over Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi also recording the 43 to 45 degree temperature. We have orange color heat wave warning for Bihar, UP, Haryana and Delhi. It will remain next 3 to 4 days. Monsoon has further advanced up to Gujarat, South Gujarat, entire Konkan it has completed today, also some parts of Maharashtra. And we have heavy rainfall warning mainly for the coastal area of Kerala, North Kerala, Karnataka and Konkan.
India's equity benchmark indices closed almost flat today. We have a report from the business desk.
The Sensex slid 34 points to close at 76,457 due to selling at the fag end. Nifty had a slim gain of 6 points to settle at 23,265. In the NSE index, 162 companies hit their 52-week high and 13 hit their 52-week low. In the forex market, the Indian rupee ended at 83.57 rupees against the US dollar. In the global commodity exchange, gold for 5th August contract was trading at 71,406 rupees per 10 grams. This is Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting today announced the third edition of Antarashtriya Yog Divas Media Samman. The ministry said 33 awards will be given this year under the print, television and radio categories in 22 Indian languages and English. It said the awards are open to all media houses and companies engaged in print media, radio and television having registration or permission of the ministry. The last date for entries is the 8th of next month. In football, the Indian men's team will take on the reigning Asian champions Qatar in a do-or-die Group A match in the second round of the FIFA World Cup 2026 AFC qualifiers in Doha tonight. The match will start at 9:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. To advance to the third round of the qualifiers, India must clinch one of the two top spots in Group A. India will also be without Sunil Chhetri for the decisive match after the ace striker retired from international football after a goalless draw against Kuwait in Kolkata last week. Gurpreet Singh Sandhu will captain the Indian side in Doha. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, the match between Pakistan and Canada is being played at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York in the US. Canada were 76-6 in 14.3 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP leader Mohan Charan Majhi to be the new Chief Minister of Odisha. Oath-taking ceremony to be held in Bhubaneswar tomorrow. TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu also to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh and Krishna District. Several Union Ministers and Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led Cabinet take charge of their offices. UGC allows higher educational institutions to admit students twice a year from the next academic year. IMD issues orange alert The severe heat wave conditions over parts of East and Northwest India, including Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi during next 3 to 4 days, and immense football, India to lock horns with Qatar in a crucial qualifier match for FIFA World Cup 2026 in Doha tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.